What specific post-op regimen did you give this woman?
So what I offer people, because again, I think of Xeloda and Infusional 5-FU is essentially equivalent, either FOLFOX or Zelox. She opted to take Zelox because she'd already taken the capecitabine.
And how did she do? Any hand foot or any problems with the neoadjuvant?
If we do 4 months of therapy, to me that's five cycles of Zelox every 3 weeks. After about the third cycle of Zelox, she got into some pretty wicked diarrhea for a while. Hand foot was not an issue. Peripheral neuropathy wasn't an issue.
What about when she took capecitabine with the RT?
That wasn't a problem. And I'm not exactly sure why this happened. One thing we know, Neil, or one thing we do at Anderson, is if somebody has a rectal cancer resection, more times than not, after preoperative therapy, they usually have a diverting ileostomy. Because we want that anastomosis to have plenty of time to heal. Believe me, you do not want an anastomotic leak in a pelvic abscess. That can upset your whole day and more.
So make adjuvant therapy problematic, too.
Correct. So she had an ileostomy, and I think that she just got behind with a lot of ileostomy output and did get dehydrated. She needs some IV fluids for a couple of days, and then things settled down, and we moved on with her fourth and fifth cycle.
So the problem that she had then, no hand foot, or did she have hand
foot? Very little hand foot.
So this was what, diarrhea that she had?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, it's always difficult. You know, it's hard for patients with ileostomy to necessarily say, I'm having diarrhea, but she really got to what I call high ileostomy output, very watery.
You had to admit her?
No. We gave her basically 2 days of IV hydration.
And how long did the entire episode last?
The problem we have with patients is, and I guess we should blame ourselves, that she didn't recognize that this was really diarrhea she was having. She had to take an extra week or two off before she went back on her cycles. But it took her over a week to really recover from
and
that.
When did this occur in terms of the timing
so
of
she
the capecitabine?
She was just finishing up her third cycle. So she was probably about day 10, day 11 of capecitabine when she started to get into problems with more ileostomy output. Didn't really recognize and call us, because if we hear that, and it's true of hand, foot, or diarrhea, if somebody is still in their course of capecitabine and start to have problems day 11, day 12, our initial inclination is to bail out, to stop the therapy.
Sure.
Patients have a tendency to just sort of say, you know, this isn't that bad, I'm going to just finish it up. And the patients who don't call us, we try to get people to know, you need to call us if you have problems, because we will stop the drug, give them the extra time off, and then we just depend on the severity of that episode, because if you do stop the capecitabine, a lot of times you can sort of nip it in the bud in terms of being a more severe problem.
So now, on this woman, what did you do with the dose of capecitabine on the next cycle?
She went down by 500 milligrams. I don't use 150 milligram tabs. I'm not that smart. I use the 500 milligram tabs, and if somebody has too much toxicity related to capecitabine, oxaliplatin is a little different. For me, oxaliplatin is pretty much you take it or you don't take it. I do a little dose reduction. I might do a 10 or 15% dose reduction with oxaliplatin. But when somebody starts to get neuropathy, the drug is usually stopped.
So in this woman, you dropped it down to 500. How'd she do?
She did fine the next couple cycles. And then she went back to the surgeon, had her ileostomy reversed, and she's been doing well ever since.
Hmm. What about neuropathy with oxali in her?
She didn't, again, because she only had about five doses of oxali. She didn't have oxali with the chemo radiation. I don't know if there's a total cumulative dose. I usually count number of doses that people get. If you're at 85, it's around 8, sometimes 10 doses. If you're at 100 with Zelox, which is what I use with Zelox, I don't use 130, then you're talking about 5 to 6 doses that people can start to get into trouble. She really didn't have any neuropathy.
Any other problems with the chemo? Was she working during the chemo?
Except for that little skid there, she worked the whole time.
What was her family support?
She was married, no kids at home. Her husband very supportive. She took a bit of a hit for a week or two there, but her therapy was fairly well laid out. Preoperative therapy, recovered. Surgery, recovered. Capecitabine, oxaliplatin. And other than her hospitalization for her ileostomy and her primary surgery, she wasn't in the hospital. She didn't have a lot of downtime.